The blaze started in the Rios Auto Recycling Yard near 4400 West. The yard is filled with propane tanks for forklifts and old cars with gas possibly in the gas tanks, and every now and then, the tanks would explode. Fire Captain Jeff Vaughn took his crew inside.
We were right inside this whole fire, so it was exploding all around us the whole time.
Investigators say it happened after crews in the yard were cutting pallets and went to lunch. Salt Lake Fire Captain Mark Bednarik says it's possible they hit a nail, which caused the spark to smolder because when the workers came back, they saw the sawdust pile burning.
There were two shop-type buildings that are a complete loss in this fire situation, as well as multiple vehicles and trailers and other things that are out in this area.
He says workers tried to put it out to no avail. The fast winds made the fire spread quickly, jumping 700 south and catching nearby dry grass on fire. Bednarik says the brush fire charred roughly 20 acres, causing a massive response.
We're talking about approximately 20 to 30 fire apparatus between engines and ladder trucks, and then on top of that, we have our brush trucks that we bring out with us as well. And so we're talking well over 100 responders.
But it's not just the fire that they had to worry about.
As these vehicles were impacted by fire, it's possible the gas tanks and oil and those sort of things ruptured and that could leak into the ground. And so we just want to make sure there's no environmental impact out here.
Bednarik says they'll coordinate with the Salt Lake Health Department to do that. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.